have done it, but if it didn't, we'd goddamn well have better have done it, you see.
That's absolutely right.
You know, and one thing that I was going to say, I had a press conference at one point where I pointed out that the height of the national security type things, which, you know, there are many more than Hoover ever admitted, but the height was in Bobby Kennedy's administration.
That's right.
And then this and that. So in a statement that is developed, Rumsfeld should say, yes, the FBI has done a lot of national security investigations. The number in the Kennedy administration was blank. The number in the Johnson administration was blank. The number in this administration was blank. And ours is going to be lower than anybody else's, you know.
Right, right, exactly.
And I think that's a good way to put it. And then he should go on to say that, what about newsmen? Newsmen were not, there was no tapping of newsmen as newsmen, but only for the purpose of determining whether or not people with security information had leaked to them, you know.
Yes, they were always based on
that. That's right. Always based on that, and that this imputes nothing of guilt to them. It's solely for the purpose of determining whether that. Now, the public will be witness on this, Al, because most people don't want newsmen to print this goddamn crap.
That's right. Exactly right.
Don't you agree?
Yes, I do. Now, I've gotten some readout on some of the yesterday's and today's activities.
Right.
Gray made a statement that he had called Clark McGregor on July 5th. In San Clemente, and asked if he had any evidence of presidential suppression. And Clark McGregor said absolutely not. And yesterday, I understand Gray stated this in his testimony.
Yeah.
And that in his testimony, it was very strong that there was no presidential.
Now, the main thing about that is to get Walter's cryptic statement to the effect where I said told Gray, go to the very top, you know. That's got to get out.
That's right.
I don't know how you can do it, but...
Well, now, Walters has gone, has seen Peterson.
Yes.
He reviewed along the lines we discussed, including that. And he said he'd be prepared to submit an affidavit. Peterson said, no, don't bother, you're going to be a witness. Now, we've worked on Schlesinger a little more. I was a little nervous about him.
Oh, he'd be all right.
You know, I've about the Mencons, and
yeah.
We were handling them.
Yes.
And I had Lazard talk to him.
Yes.
And he's very comfortable.
Well, you can't give him the Mencons for other reasons, but we can testify about everything that's in them.
That's exactly right, and he's on board with that. Now, he's also going to see Colby. Now, Colby is an old pro.
Yeah.
Which is involved in all.
He's behaving, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. So I'm not too concerned about that. Any problem there, that we're going to have any.
Right.
Any kickback. Now, Richardson, we've had a little problem with his image, which has been too much of a clean boy, but not enough of a gut-fighting prosecutor, which is exactly what he is.
He should be a gut-fighting prosecutor.
That's right. So we're getting some stories out on that. Williams has described him as the best prosecutor he's known.
Who?
Bennett Williams.
Yes.
And he handled the gold fine case and the Boston money case, and we're getting these stories out.
Right.
That helps his image.
Right.
He goes back on Monday,
right.
Tuesday.
Right.
The timing on his list is being held up by the FBI checks. We hope they are not executing carefully for the prosecutor, the special prosecutor.
Yes. Who's he leaning to at the moment? You know?
Well, no, I don't know, sir.
Well, don't tell me.
Is on there. But they've got to check every one of these guys out, and they've
yes.
They're taking the notes.
Tell me this. How about making Vern the head of the FBI now?
Well,
you know, he was a top candidate before all this stuff, but why not?
Well,
think about it. another church in St. Louis that's been considered. And I'm sure his name is looked into it. Tommy East Quinn is a houndstooth and a hell of a guy.
Good.
Check that name out, will you? Say in his opening statement. I might as don't have Ruck go out and say he goes, yes, we did Barkman's Fat for Christ's sakes. God damn it, point out that this, yes, we've been doing it. Don't you agree with the offense he's drafted? You want to have a buzz harder? Has he lost his guts?
No, no, he's the guy that wants to do it. He wants to get out there and slam. He says, totally.
What really happened is Ed Perhoover was a genius. Christ's sakes, approved every goddamn wiretap there was. He said that, but Mitchell was just lying in his teeth.
That's right. Now, Sullivan insisted that he did, and he said there's even a signature from Mitchell on the box of material that was sent over, so we got to find that, too.
That's right. Good. Well, just another nail in John Mitchell's coffin, but...
Yeah.
Well, but anyway, this is what we're paying the big sellers for, Al, fighting the goddamn battle, and you tell Henry that he's got to know that, you know, everything, including the India-Pakistan things, ought to come out here.